And welcome back, everyone. Cats Look Ball on peoplesinternetradio.com and PSN Radio. I'm Stephen Roberts, and I do have my guest up here. I'm just trying to set this, let me go live first, going live on the video. And I want to set this little thing up here I've been trying to do. My video recorder is going a little wacko on me. I think they're finally catching on to me and trying to shut me down somehow, but anyways, I got to come up and we're live. I have Tressa Graves, my guest, on. Welcome, Tressa.
Thank you, Stephen. Hey.
How are you today?
I am doing great.
That's good. So what's on the plate today? We got about 25 minutes left.
Yeah, I wanted to come on and talk about the contest that I have going for anyone who has ever wanted to be published before, didn't know how to go about doing it. I'm offering a $800 to $900 free publishing package to someone. We can put the link up a little later. I went live on Facebook a few weeks ago with information on it. Anyone who can prove that they have what it takes, is really good at their writing, they can submit their stories, and I will get them published and get them out there. So, okay. A way for me to relaunch my publishing company after being gone for so long. Being down for a while. And a lot of good things have happened for me. So I want to turn that around and give it to someone out there who needs it, who needs that boost to get in the door to be published and get their stuff seen.
Right. Well, let's just explain a little bit what it actually means to try to get published by the big boys or by somebody who is already famous or somebody who wants to be famous.
Well, if you go to, and that's really important. I'm glad that you brought that up, because with my company, you hold all your rights and all the money that you make once you are published stays with you. We don't hold your copyright or anything, and we don't take a percentage of what you make out of your book sales, which a lot of companies will do that. And I am about half the price of what other companies out there are offering. With my company, you can get book trailers, you can get advertising, you can get a book cover, a book design that's special to you. It's not a stock photo or anything like that. We actually make a book cover to fit what your story is about. And we just work really, really close to you. I know a lot of self-publishing companies, they'll sit there and they'll charge you big money to put a stock photo on your book, get you published, lay it out for you, and then you're basically on your own with no advertising or anything to get yourself out there. And the reason I know this is because I've dealt with it before when I first started in the writing business.
You tried to deal with the big boys, didn't you?
I did, and it didn't work out too well. So I kind of took it I took this publishing company under my wing, something that I've wanted to do for a while, because like I said, so many good things have happened to me. I mean, I've ended up getting Bud Light to go out with me, do advertising, do my banners and all that good stuff, and got in Dick's Last Resort. I can go to any one of them up and down any state, basically wherever they are. And I did all that on my own, so I kind of know what I'm talking about. I spoke with a gentleman earlier today. I'm going to be going on his show to do an interview and work with him with a few other things as well. But I was telling him, whenever I first started going to like pubs and stuff, people thought I was pretty crazy. going out and doing that.
Yeah, we went into that little... Three of us walked into that little, I guess it would be a pub, little wings, et cetera. And they all looked at us like, what in the world's going on here?
Yeah. And that's what I like. I like to get people's attention, get them in shock to see what's going on by doing stuff that other people don't do. And that brings more attention to me. Of course, when I walk into a room, I usually get attention. I'm pretty good at doing that when I go out and do stuff anyway. So,
well, you dress up like the Queen of Darkness, though.
Huh?
I say you dress up and you're the queen of darkness whenever, that's how you dress when you go out.
Yes, it is. So when people see me every day, you know, walking down, I'm already dolled up and got the big hair and everything. But when I go out, I up it even more. It's fun to me to be able, Steven, I get to play dress up. I get to write make-believe stuff. I get to make up characters in my head and go out and do what I love. What could be better? So yeah, I'm going to take full advantage of that.
Just think of when one of these days maybe you'll get to go to one of those, conventions or whatever, that same kind of convention that some of the slasher movie stars and stuff, Elvira, they get to go to, and you can be right there with them.
I've done conventions before, and I step away from those so much. I don't really like doing the conventions too much.
Why is that?
I've done it in the past. There's a lot of different reasons why I don't want to do conventions, and I don't want people to think that I'm saying it because I think I'm all that, but a lot of times at conventions, they don't work out like a one-on-one book signing does. You're in competition with a lot of different people. It's like you're sitting at the table and people walk by you like you're at a flea market, is how I've often put it. I've got friends in entertainment that do, they go out and do those as well. And they're like, the reason they call them conventions, it's got con at the beginning of it. So I'm not a convention girl. I like to go out and do my own thing and have one-on-one with people. And if I go to a convention, Bud Light's not going to go with me. So I like to keep it with what I've done and the crowd.
If they took the Bud Light girls with you, you might get all the attention.
That's true. That's true. I just have so much fun when I go to like Dick's Last Resort and I have Bud Light go out with me. Steven, when I went to Dick's Last Resort in downtown Gatlinburg, I actually walked in. And they had a 3-foot by 5-foot banner, double-sided, hanging from the ceiling with, I'm looking at it right now, with Bud Light's beer and everything on it. And when I walked in, I almost fell backwards because I couldn't believe that they put that much work into having me go there. So it's just the one-on-one, I guess, that I like.
Do you think maybe it was the 5-inch heels that made you almost fall backwards?
It might have been. Yeah. No, I trip in flats. I walk fine in high heels. I hate flat shoes. Every now and then I'll wear them in the summer. Tennis shoes, forget it. I hate them. They don't go with anything I got. So, but that's a thing about my company. I can show people how to go out and get book signings for the type of books that they write, where they need to go, the audience they need to target. We can do advertising for them, flyers, banners, whatever it is that they need. And if they don't want to enter the contest, they can go to my website, tressagraves.com, and go over there and they can contact me to see about being published. I have a whole publishing team behind me. You can be on podcasts, you can be on Steven's show, and there's just many, many different things that I can do to help you get in the door to do what you need to do. And now that I've got that out of the way, I want to talk about my new adventure. I am trying to finish up my book, 50 Shades of Graves. I actually finished I did a final draft on a few of the short stories yesterday, which turned out great. You know you're writing something good, Stephen, when you can get up and go, yes.
Uh-huh, right.
And I did that yesterday. So that was really exciting. But I'm working on a mini series right now. I won't go into detail of too much, but if you live in the Michigan area or the Tennessee area, around the Ann Arbor area up in Michigan, or if you don't mind driving, you can contact us. And the same thing in the Tennessee area around the Knoxville area. If you're an hour out or whatever and don't mind driving, you need to contact us because we're working on a really big project right now of a mini series that's coming out. And I won't say too much about it because once you contact me, I'll have you sign a non-disclosure agreement or whatever. And then I'll let you know a little bit more about it. But this is a pretty big project. So if you're in the area, let us know. And you have talents, we're looking for actors, actresses. I think I've got, as far as down here, I think I've got someone to do my music and stuff like that. But we need actors in the Knoxville area. So if you are an actor, actress, and want to get your name out there, contact me. Same thing up there where you are, Stephen. And you're going to be a part of this as well.
Am I? Okay.
So it's really exciting. I've got Stephen. When I said I was coming back, I am coming back with a bang. I had a business meeting today with a lady on this project that I'm talking about, and that went very well. It went over. I was late for a few other meetings that I had, but it was okay because I got to meet her and get to know her a little bit, and decided that yeah, I'm going to go on and bring her on board too for this project. So a lot of good things. A lot.
Do you want to give any little clue or anything?
I'll just say it's a mini series.
Okay.
And yeah, so if someone is interested, they'll pretty much be in shock once they contact me and I let them know the details of exactly what we're doing. I will say that the mini series up in the area where you are, Stephen, up in Michigan, we're doing Philip Ossemacher, him and a few other people that I know up there. We're still talking to some more talents up there. I talked to Philly today, but they are going to be working on the Sawgrass footpath up there. And I will be taking on the project of 50 Shades of Graves down here. And 50 Shades of Graves is a book of short stories. So there will be numerous acting roles and everything. So if anyone's interested, they can contact me.
Aren't you going to have to do a lot of things down in Florida? Because that's isn't that where that's all set?
It is set in Florida, but I was talking to Philly yesterday, and a lot of the terrain up in the Michigan area looks like Florida, and some of the stuff here in East Tennessee could be used as well.
Sure.
We may end up going to Florida. I don't know. We're looking for investors, and it depends on what the budget is going to be in the end of what we'll do.
A lot of swamps all over the place, isn't there?
There is. And as long as it's flat lands and wooded areas and stuff, it'll work.
Yeah.
I'm from Florida, so I know exactly what I'm looking for and how it should look. So I think we're going to get this going, and it'll turn out really, really well. I'm the head project manager on this. So I tell everyone whenever they come on board, I get the final say so. And I want to keep it as original to my writings as I can. It's going to be just like what you get whenever you read one of my stories. So, and it's going to have a little bit of a twist to it, but I won't let too much out because I don't want to ruin it. I want it to be a surprise once it comes out. I don't want to give out too much information.
Okay, well, that's good. Is that Sam back there?
Huh?
Is Sam up behind you there?
Yes, he is. He's in the kitchen. I think he's fixing him something to eat.
Yeah.
But just really excited about that. Excited about the publishing that I'm doing. Excited to get TGP back up and running. And I have a new company. Stephen knows what it is. I won't say anything just yet, but I am going to be launching a new company. I've already bought my domain, working on website and everything. So you can go over to TressaGraves.com. I've got my book, The Sawgrass Footpath, on sale right now. So you can go over there and pick that up. And I've got t-shirts and all kinds of fun stuff over there that people can pick up. And I've got pre-sales of 50 Shades of Graves as well. Got audiobooks. Everything is over there. And we're going to be adding new merchandise to my new company that I will be announcing hopefully real soon here.
Well, that's good.
A lot going on.
That's good. That's good. I hope we can get some events at some of the Dick's Last Resorts going here quickly.
Yeah, it's really cool because I signed on Twitter a couple days ago, and I thought I was following Dick's Last Resort up in the Chicago area, and apparently I wasn't. So they came in and followed me. So it was really cool to see Dick's Last Resort in Chicago come in and want to follow me. And they've already offered me to go back there and do some more book signings I want to do there. Just anywhere up and down the East Coast. And I'll be going to Pennsylvania. I've been there before, not to do a book signing, but I've been to Pennsylvania before. It is absolutely beautiful. And I've got a huge book signing once 50 Shades of Grey comes out and everything. They kind of wanted me there for October, but I've been really busy and haven't had the book done yet. So that's why I haven't scheduled any book signings yet, because I'm trying to finish this book. And then what does dummy me do? I go and put up a contest. I go open up TGP again, trying to finish the book, need to get places scheduled to go do book signings. So I just inflict so much pain on me. It's not even funny.
what you're saying is you have a lot of fires in a lot of irons in the fire there, huh?
Yes, but I like it. And you didn't say fire right.
Fire?
Fire. It's funny, Stephen, because the lady I met today is from New York.
Yeah.
And she was just talking so fast today. I was like, calm down, just slow down and speak slow. That's how we talk down here. So it was funny. And she claimed I had the accent. Uh-huh. I think she has the accent. So that's kind of up in the air, I guess.
Right, right. It's all, it all goes to... It all goes to interpretation, where you're from.
It does. And y'all have the accent, so I'm glad we got that. But a lot of good things. I told everyone when I came back, I was going to come back. I'm on a train and I am not stopping. I'm climbing uphill. Once everything gets done, I am going to be chugging downhill, and watch out.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's going to be big.
Well, like I said, I hope to get some movie deals out of this and, you know, TV shows or whatever. Ride that Tressa train.
And we will, especially with the stalking of Tressa Graves. The true crime book that I'm working on based off the actual stalking that has happened to me, the reason why I was out for so long. Working on that, that'd be a huge work in progress here. So... I'm working on that, just not as much as I'm working on the other stuff, so I can get that out. And once I get all this other stuff out the door, I can concentrate on the stalking of Tressa Graves and get that out.
Right.
But that's going to be a big one. That one's kind of a hard book to do. And I've never done nonfiction before. I've always wanted to. I told everyone I always wanted to do true crime. I just never knew that I went over to true crime, it would be my own.
Be your own story, true crime. Yeah.
My own story of real life horrors that people will see once this book comes out. So... yeah. You see, I get a little down whenever I talk about that. It's not something that I really want to do, but the police, they were the ones who encouraged me to go on and do this because they said they've never seen anything like what happened to me over the past year and a half. They said, this is insane. FBI agents I've talked to and everyone said they've never seen anything like this before.
Australian police. Yeah.
And police here. So it's been pretty intense with the stuff I've been through. And I think once people read the story, they're going to wonder how I even decided to move forward with still writing and stuff. Uh-huh. So,
you know, I just thought of something. We're going to have Russia involved in this pretty soon too, aren't we?
Yes, we'll have a lot of different places involved and a lot of different people as well. We'll just say that people aren't very smart. And I mean,
you mean one man in particular isn't very smart?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And a few of the followers. So, and the stalking is still going on. The harassment is still going on, but I'm moving forward, and doing what I need to do. This person is not going to control me. And it's killing them because, I am moving forward. So this is why you get resumes, whenever you go to hire anyone. And that's why I'm being very, very careful with this new project that I got going is, yeah, you need a lot of references. Sam is in the background giving his two cents on it. But yeah, you need a lot of references. So.
But you know, one of these days you're going to have an investigator on the payroll, one of your peeps, one of your entourages. Going to have to be an investigator, and everybody's background is going to have to be checked out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm not too worried about who I got on board right now. So, and Stephen, you have a friend request on Facebook there. Someone who sent you a friend request, he's wanting to be published through TGP. So you might want to check that out and see who that is. I won't say his name on here, but.
Okay. Yeah, you can.
I just wanted to remind you because I'll end up forgetting.
You could send me a PM of who it is because sometimes I, well, if I look at them and they don't have 25 or 30 or certain people's combined friendships, you know, I just don't accept them. I get, I have probably over 200 sock puppet accounts right now that are just, I haven't accepted their friendship because they have zero or only one or two mutual friends. And I just don't need any more sock puppets looking at what I post, you know, or trying to be trolls or whatever the case is. Or I'm not saying it could be that man in that man in Australia, but it could be a government agency or something. I just don't know.
You never know. You never know.
So yeah, just PM me the name, whoever it is.
I will. I will. And I'll send you a link to a video that I did on VidMe. It's also up on YouTube. And I did another video today about the being published for free through TGP. So I can send you that video and you can put it in the link so everyone can check it out and put my website up there. Like I said, TressaGraves.com. You can go over there and check out TGP and all that good stuff.
Okay. Okay. So I guess that means you're all done then?
How much time do we have?
Just a couple of minutes here.
Yeah. Well, we can end it there because I got out what I needed to say, made a point, and that was basically it. I'm just really excited to be back out there. Got interviews coming in, so it's all going to be good, Steve, and I can't wait to get back up to Michigan to see you in Philly. I haven't seen you guys in forever.
Okay. Heard your phone going off there. So.
Yep, it did. Always.
All right. Well, okay. Thanks for coming on then.
All right. Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks for giving us an update.
Thanks.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everyone. Kira doesn't have a show, so I'll be running what she, well, I'll be running what I'm supposed to be running. So, Martin, if you want to come back on and talk about some more stuff, you're welcome to. I'm all done with Tressa here. All done. So I'll put a couple, put a tune on. Or run some more podcasts or something. So I'll be right back, everyone.